Hello and welcome to HW Editorial with me, Sujit Nair. Here you can listen to my views, my analysis. Follow this podcast to stay updated. At HW News, we have been delivering news that matters to you. Our goal is to present you with information that stimulates conversations around topic of larger public importance that often gets lost in primetime shows. Namaskar. Welcome to another episode of Editorial. Would you believe it if I say that bulk of us Indians, we want an authoritarian government. We want somebody to rule us. We want somebody like a dictator. We want somebody like a monarch to tell us what to do. We like it. I'm not saying this. That's what Pew Research says. I'm going to discuss that with you. Do you also know that as voters, we are very pessimistic? We don't think that much is going to change by voting a party. We don't think so. But we are still very excited about voting. I don't say this. A Mint research talks about it. So I'm going to talk about both these research to you. Very interesting research. Let's get right into the show. We like governments that rules us with an iron fist. Dictators. Kings. We like that. A lot of people in the world. Now, Pew Research had done a research, which is what they do. Okay, wherein 32% of people in US said that they want an authoritarian government. They like if the government is authoritarian, rules over them. Okay, 27% in Canada, 37% in UK. And in India, we possibly are the largest. 85% of their respondents said that we want to be ruled by an authoritarian government. A government that rules with an iron fist, like I told you. A government that says, ye khanega, ye nahi khanega. A government that says, this is how you should be married, this is how you should not be married. A government that says that you can go there, you cannot go here. The government that says that this religion is the right religion, this is the wrong religion, so on and so forth. People like an authoritarian government. We as people like it. That's what the research says. If this research is right. 85% of the respondents said so. 85%. Other countries like Indonesia, 77%. Japan, 41%. South Korea, 40%. Australia, 22%. So, it is not that there are no other people in the world who want authoritarian government. But we as Indians, we want maximum authoritarian government, Baba. Is that something that we got ingrained into our nature? Is it so? I mean, one wonders, why would we want an authoritarian? Why would we want somebody to rule over us? And possibly that also justifies a lot of elections. That also justifies a lot of election results. Isn't it? Now, very interestingly, there's another part of this research, same research, another part of this research that slightly contradicts or that slightly gives you an insight of a Indian voter or an Indian citizen. You can call it either ways. And that is, while, like I told you, 80% and all say that we need to have an authoritarian government, there is more than 60-65% of people, in fact, more than 65% of people who thinks that it is important that opposition parties can operate freely in their country. While one section, which is 82% of our audience, has said that, you know, we like authoritarian government, we also feel that partly we should have an environment that allows opposition to act freely, to have a free opposition, of opposition that can talk against the government, that can act against the government, that can sit on a dharna against the government, so on and so forth. This is what the contradiction is. Now, this is one part of the research. Okay. Now let me come to the Mint research. And then we will try and connect both these research and we'll try and figure out what are we as Indians thinking. We'll try and figure out. Okay, now let me go to the Mint research. Now the Mint research also is very interesting. It is called Shade of Pessimism Ahead of Poll. And the title is absolutely correct. Most urban Indians are keen to vote in the upcoming polls. So pre-millennials are people who are born before 1981. Pre-millennials, 85% wants to vote. Millennials, 82% wants to vote. Post-millennial, 75% wants to vote. Post-millennial is people who are born after 1996. So 75% of them want to vote. So a lot of young people, young and old actually, pre-millennials are old. Young and old people would want to vote. Okay, this is in urban India, not in rural India. This is, they're talking about urban India. And by gender, 77% women want to vote. 82% men want to vote. They're very keen on voting. By city, tier 1 city, 82% wants to vote. 81% tier 2, 76% tier 3. So, it's actually reducing. So, as urban you get, the more there is enthusiasm for you to vote. This is what the, at least the research says. Okay, by employment status, non-working people, 73% wants to vote. Working people, 83% wants to vote. So, people are very keen on casting their vote. Very keen on casting their vote, especially in urban India. That is what the research one says. Like I told you, we'll first go through the research. Then we'll compile all of this and try and make sense out of this entire thing. And try and find out what is inside India. What's our insight? What is our Indian insight? That's what we'll try and find out today. Okay. But most don't see much respite on poverty and job in the next 5 years. Acha, they want to vote and all that. 85%, 82%, 75%. But they are not thinking, they don't think that kuch jyada farak padega. They're saying, theek hai, sab yehi hoga as far as poverty and jobs and all are concerned. Job jyada nahi milega. Poverty aise hi rahega. That is what people think. Now, Indian business will expand abroad. 48% thinks. Indian will be among the world's top 3 economy. 48% thinks. Every large city will have a better infrastructure. 45% thinks. Foreigners will give more respect to India and Indians. 44% thinks. There will be better job prospects. 43% thinks. Poverty levels in India will reduce, 38% things. Hindu-Muslim relation will get better, 31% things. So, like I told you, poverty, only 38% think that kuch farak aayega poverty mein. Bulk of the people think that koi farak nahi aane wala poverty mein. Jobs ke 43% things that, yeah, I mean, you know, there may be some difference in the job. There will be prospects for young Indians. But bulk again, 57% think that there is going to be no difference. Job wop aise rehne wala. In fact, most of the things, business expands abroad, bulk of the Indians think no. Aisa kuch farak nahi padega. 52% says no. 48% says yeah, maybe it will. India is among the, will be among the top 3. Again, 48% says that, you know, we could, and a lot of people say that we don't. So technically speaking, most of the things, whether it is business, whether it is economy, whether it is better infrastructure, whether it is foreigners will give better respect to India, whether it will be better job prospects, poverty elevation, or Hindu-Muslim relationship. Everywhere, most of the people, that is bulk of the people, majority of the people think we will not. Because it's all hovering around 48%, 48%, 45%, 44%, 43%, 38% and 31%. So poverty being 38% and communal harmony, that is Hindu-Muslim relationship, being 31%. So while everybody wants to vote, a lot of people, which is all about 85, 82, 75, 77. So that's way about 70. But these people who are voting, they don't think that necessarily there will be much difference in poverty, that necessarily there will be much business and economy. Okay, that's where it is. So that's why the headline, Shades of Pessimism in the Poll Season. Now, Muslims of the are more hopeful of communal harmony in the next 5 years. So out of these people who responded, Muslims are actually more proportionally more positive that there will be harmony in the next 5 years. Now, Hindu-Muslim relationship will get better. 31% says it will get better. Hindus, 31% says it will get better. Muslim, 42% says that it could get better in the next 5 years. Every large city will have better infrastructure. Overall, 45% says yes, it may have large infrastructure. And tier 1, 48, tier 2, 45, tier 3, 41. So, entire country says yes, overall is 45%, but as tier 1, tier 2, tier 3 cities, when tier 1 cities, they feel that more will happen in infrastructure because they're seeing a lot of things happening around them. But as the tier goes down, even the hope is down. So tier 1, 48, tier 2, 45, tier 1, 41. If you go to rural, possibly this number will be lesser of infrastructure. Now, the third part, poverty levels in India will reduce. Now, here there is a small discrepancy, because when in one slide, they talk about poverty levels reducing in India is at 38%, and wherein poverty levels will reduce in India in the second slide is at 40%. So there is a 2% discrepancy, which we didn't understand, but let us assume that is a discrepancy. They say that overall 40% people feel that poverty will reduce in India in the next 5 years, out of which income levels of greater than 20,000, 37%, 20,000 to 50,000, 40%, 50,000 to 1 lakh, 42%, 1 lakh plus 43%. So the richer you get, the more you are sure that the poverty will be elevated. That is what broadly it says. So to that extent, that is what it is. Now, mind you, this research is not just about if BJP wins. That was not the question. For if BJP wins and we have a government next 5 years, it is whichever party wins. Whichever party wins, this is what people feel. People are not very enthusiastic about everything is going to change and all that. People are kind of okay, theek hai. Hoga, hoga, nahi hoga, nahi hoga. That is what it is. And like I said, more urban you are, the more positive you are. And as you go to tier 2, tier 3, tier 4, and then possibly rural tomorrow. Rural is not mentioned here, but I am assuming rural tomorrow. Then things change. Now, let me tell you, what are the top success stories that people think we've achieved in the last 5 years? Now, 43% thinks that our biggest achievement is COVID vaccine for all. 43% of Indians believe that. 37% believes improving India's image globally. 37% of us believe that our image has grown globally, extensively. It has grown substantially. So that's what we believe. Uptake of UPI digital economy grown 34%. People believe our digital has grown. Mandir construction, 32% says that's our biggest achievement. Revocation of Article 370, 32% feels that is our biggest achievement. So, biggest achievement includes COVID, improve our image globally, uptake in digital economy, Ram Mandir, and revocation of Article 370. These are seen as big achievements. Biggest area of concerns that we have, interesting, is employment at 49%, price rise at 40%, corruption 34%, safety for women 34%, border issue with China 24%. These are issues that we see. So our biggest is the fact that we distributed COVID vaccines in the world, and the fact that our image has improved globally hence, and the biggest downside is employment and price rise and inflation. This is what we are. This is what we are. So, what is the long and short of it, if you ask me? The long and short of it is, as a country, we liked authoritarian government. As a country, we like authoritarian government. And as a country, we are not very hopeful that things will change drastically in the next 5 years. We are not very hopeful. Like I said, urban cities, tier 1, more hopeful. Tier 3, tier 4, less hopeful. And rural, if they would have done the research, I would believe, my understanding would be, it would be the least hopeful. So that is how we look. What exactly could be the insight? What exactly could be the insight? The insight that I see here is very clear. I am accepting what I have. I am accepting what I have. That is why today I am okay with an authoritarian government. While hearts of hearts, my insight is, I also somewhere down the line in my heart wants an opposition party that has freedom to talk. I want an opposition party to ask questions to the government. I want an opposition party that does dharna on the streets. I want an opposition party. But then I am okay with an authoritarian government right now, because that's what I think I have. This is what I think. I am pessimistic and I am happy with whatever achievement we have made till now. I am happy with it for the simple reason that what choice do I have? What choice do I have? Do I have another big idea that is in front of me? So I have this, what is given, what I have, and this is the big idea that I have in front of me. I don't. So my pessimism is justified, isn't it? Ke haan, yehi sab hone wala hai next 5 years. My pessimism comes from the fact, if I were to dissect it like we would do on a consumer research, if I would dissect it, and like we would throw up the consumer insight, and if you have to come out with a voter insight or citizen insight or people insight on this one, I think the whole idea is I have accepted what I have and I don't see another option. So I am kind of also happy with what I have. I am contented with what I have. I am saying, theek hai, ye hai, this is it. Authoritarian ho, bano. If you can do some good, do it. But give us, do some good. Hearts of hearts, I am looking at somebody who can question the government. I see nobody today. Hearts of hearts, I am looking at an opposition that can come as an option, a choice. I am seeing nobody today. So therefore, the pessimism. Ke jo 5 saal hua hai, wo aage 5 saal bhi hoga. This is the way I read this. If you combine these two research together, this is the way I read it. This is my point of view. Till I see you next time, that is tomorrow at 10. Namaskar.
Stay ahead with our Cutting Edge News app. Instantly access the latest shorts in just 1 minute and breaking news in just 50 words. Download now for a smarter, faster news experience.
If you like this episode, please rate us with 5 stars right now. HW News podcasts are available on BingePods and all other audio platforms. Also, don't miss to check out our news reports from the house of HW News podcast. We are sure you will love it too.